الحمد لله الذي فطر العباد على الدين القيم ملة محمد وإبراهيم ووفق من شاء بفضله ورحمته إلى الصراط المستقيم وخذل من شاء بحكمته فأصبح من الخاسرين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق ودين بالحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون إن شاء الله تمام continue and we discuss our discussion and explanation concerning the book of Al-Tawheed. Last time we discussed several chapters. We discussed the chapter of Al-Law. What are the types or the circumstances in which a person can say Law, counsel for me?
You wish it or you recall it?
Only two?
No,
that's not true. We have discussed last week about the law that we take in opposing the legislation of Allah.
No,
I'm talking about to be Allah. Tell me the circumstances in which people say no. No, this is what I'm telling you. What are the circumstances in which people say law? We talked about several of them. The two, we count you just two. There's some more.
In regret.
So all of them are five, we mentioned five circumstances during which people say law. Which of those circumstances are permissible for you to say law?
To inform.
Can you give us an evidence where you can do that to inform?
When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if I were to know about my trip, then I would have made it into an umrah.
Can you give us another example that is more clear about the wishing aspect of making or saying no?
That's the first instance that if he had...
No, it's evidence. Not evidence from the Sunnah.
There's a hadith that the Prophet says that there's four types of people. The second type, the first one, is that when Allah gave him knowledge and no money, he said that had I had money, then I would have spent it for the sake of Allah.
Yes. If I had the money, this is what you were going to say? Well, I thought you were going to... You started talking in a way that seemed to me you were giving an explanation, not a hadith of the Prophet of Allah.
I don't know.
It was a hadith. It's why I told you we want an evidence. You said, if a person, I think you're going to give me an example. But what we mentioned was a hadith. The Prophet of Allah said there were four people, one of them, he said, if I had the money of so-and-so who was spending his money for the sake of Allah, I would spend it for, I would do the same thing. What are the types of dhann?
Su'ul dhann
and husnul dhann. Which one of those are permissible? Good assumption. Su'ul dhann comes in two perspectives or two aspects. What are those two, the two aspects of su'ul dhann?
Yes.
things regarding what goes on in the universe and things regarding what goes on to you personally. What are the four stages of believing in Al-Qadr?
Four stages of believing in Al-Qadr. Believe that Allah knows everything. Believe that Allah has written everything down. Believe in Al-Mati'a, that everything happens to happen by the will of Allah. Believe in the stage of creation.
Very good. Alhamdulillah, I would say that. We move on to the next chapter that we are going to discuss tonight, which is the chapter of Taqwiyah. And we were talking, I think we stopped at the fourth issue. So can you continue reading the issues for us?
Allah.
We mentioned Allah.
And mention of what Allah created first.
ذكر أول ما خلق الله. I mentioned to you that there is a dispute whether Al-Qalam was the first thing that was created or not Al-Qalam. And the two meaning of that, that when Allah created Al-Qalam or the first thing that was created was Al-Qalam.
That the pen wrote down all the events that take place to the last day.
Which means the events that can go after the last day are not written, according to what has been said.
The Prophet from Allah Almighty is going to disapprove of whoever does not have belief in others. The habit of the pious person.
Disapproval?
Yes, the Prophet.
Okay, bara'atuhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min al-mu'min. That the Prophet disowned those who do not believe in him. This is what it states. Bara'atuhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam min al-mu'min. Is that number 7?
No. Yes. The habit of the pious predecessors to refer the matter to scholars to clear any doubts.
Mm-hmm.
The scholars of Islam answered with what cleared all doubts regarding Qadr by only giving reference to the statements of the Prophet from Allah Almighty.
Any questions concerning those issues?
Yes.
Yes.
I have a question. It says here that the pen wrote down all the events that take place till the last day. Okay, so we have...
No, it says here until Qiyam Sa'ah, until the hour of Islam.
Until the hour of Islam. We have those hadith on the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us what will be happening on Qiyam al-Qiyam and what will be happening in Al-Qiyam. Those things are not written down basically for the what he got for the
No, according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Al-Qalam, Allah said to Al-Qalam to those things that will happen until that same thing of all that will happen in Qiyam. Now we're going to talk about the chapter on picture makers and making pictures. Making pictures fall into different categories. And for us to discuss the permissibility of making pictures, we have to discuss the different aspects concerning making pictures. The first point that is we have for us to discuss is concerning the purpose behind making the picture. The purpose behind making the picture plays an important part in deciding whether it's permissible or not to make the pictures or not. An example of that, if somebody makes a picture, for that picture to be glorified or worshipped. Obviously making this picture is haram regardless of how you make this picture. Whereas if somebody making a picture to identify a criminal. That purpose, this purpose will play an important role in deciding the permissibility in making this picture. The second point concerning this discussion is the nature of that which is pictured. Those things which we make picture of, they are two things. Living things or not living things. Things that are not living, such as the mountains, the sea, the trees, the carpet. I mentioned the trees. The trees are living because they ripen and they grow, but they do not have a soul. So all those things that I have mentioned, it's permissible for us to make pictures of them. So it's permissible to make a picture of a tree, make a picture of the mountains, the rivers, everything that has no living soul. The other point that we need to discuss is the type of picture in question. Pictures come in different types, dimensional or flat. The scholars of Islam had different views concerning flat pictures. Some of them take the position pictures that are flat pictures have no shadow, meaning they have no volume. It's permissible to make those types of pictures. Other scholars took the position that flat pictures or dimensional pictures, both of them are haram to be made if that which is pictured is a living thing. I find it closer to the truth that both flat and dimensional pictures are not permissible. And the evidence of that is a hadith that we are going to discuss in this chapter, that Ali bin Abi Talib said to Abu Hayyaj al-Asadi, I'm going to send you on a mission similar to what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Do not leave any picture except through the action of tamas on it, tamasaha. This word is means to cover it up. And the perception of that word, when you use this word tamasa, is for something that is flat. An example of that, if you have a picture and you come and you pour on its paint, that you say, you did, you made tamasa. Tamasa and it is poor, meaning you change it, you cover it. From this aspect we say, flat picture or dimensional picture, both of them are haram to be made. But we have to go back to incorporate into this decision the first point is the purpose beyond making this picture. Flat pictures are not permissible to be made, but if somebody is making a flat picture for the purpose of identifying a criminal, then the role, the rules take the different results. The other point that we need to discuss concerning making picture is the method of making picture. People make pictures by their hand drawn, or by a camera, or by a camcorder. As I mentioned before, flat pictures that are made by hand drawn, are haram to hand, to draw living things, to hand draw a human, to hand draw a cat. But this hand drawing, we incorporate this ruling with the first point, which deals with the purpose behind that, the outcome might change. If you go to one of those who draw pictures based on your verbal description to describe a criminal, then that is obviously permissible, because the motive behind that is to locate and identify criminals, to show wrong face, and as you are talking, it is making up the picture. But if a person hand drawing a picture for the purpose for this person to be glorified, then obviously now it's not permissible. The second issue is making pictures by the camera. Some scholars of Islam say making pictures of camps in a camera has the same ruling as making pictures in your own hand, because both of them, the end result of that action is making the picture. Other scholars say there is a difference between making it a picture in your own hand and taking it in a camera. And the difference is, when you are making it in your own hand, you yourself is involved in the construction of the picture. But when a person takes that picture with the camera, he's not involved in the action of making that picture. He's only involved in pointing the camera and snapping. An example of that, if I have a piece of paper and I tell you, do not copy my handwriting, then obviously if you go, you hold the pen and you try to duplicate my handwriting, that will be doing what against what I have told you to do. But if you take this paper and you run it off on a copy machine, and that what comes out is a duplication of my own handwriting, then you did not make a picture of my handwriting. It's a simple copy. So those scholars who said making pictures in the camera is permissible, they are basing their opinion on this analogy that I have given you. And as you see, it's a strong analogy, because generally the person who is making picture by the camera is not involved in the construction of that picture. And the word in Arabic, taswir, gives you the impression that the person is involved in the construction of the surah, of the picture. But even though this opinion is strong, we find a stronger opinion that making a picture in the hand or in the camera, both of them have the same role. And that is due to the fact that we are looking at the end result, and we're not looking at how we got to it. The end result, the picture is in me. and that which is haram. Therefore, we give them another analogy. We say, if I make a picture of a person and hang it in a wall, and this picture was made by hand, we're going to say, take it down, it's haram. So if I take it down and I put, instead of it, a picture was taken, snapped by the camera, would it be permissible? And this one is depicting more of that person than the hand made picture. So therefore, with this being the case, we hold the opinion that the pictures that are made by the camera, they have the same ruling as the pictures that are hand-drawn. The other methodology of making pictures is by the camcorder. The camcorder, it does not have the same ruling as making pictures, because there is not an actual picture, nor there is an actual depiction of that picture. It's recorded on that magnetic tape, and you can only view it by using another machine, and once you take it out, it's not there anymore. So it's similar to impressions that appear in the mirror. So making pictures with the camcorder, in essence, it is to satisfy under the permissibility, but also we have to connect that with the previous point. As a person who is making pictures with a camcorder for the purpose of a glorification of that picture, then obviously it will be haram for spreading evil in the society. Obviously that will be haram. So having said that, we conclude by saying making pictures, all of it interconnects with one another with four points. And for us to make the final ruling, we have to take into consideration all those points together. Even though we say initially making pictures is haram, but with incorporating the other points, that might change to something else. Having said that, we say also making pictures for the children. And what I mean by the picture is the statue picture. It's permissible because Aisha radiallahu anha, she used to play with toys, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to see her, and he approved of that. However, that does not mean we can run to Toys R Us and buy for our children all the toys that are in the market today, because there's other points that are related to this point. We have to look at those pictures and those toys. Do they fit the Islamic rules and regulations? So if they do not fit the Islamic rules and regulations, then it will be not permissible to buy those toys. Similar to that, the books for the children. If you go to the library, you get books for the children that educate the children on different aspects of life. If a toy is permissible, then the pictures in the book should be more worthy of being permissible, because they have an educational purpose behind it. Having said that, we move on to the chapter. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى ومن أظلم ممن ذهب يخلق فخلقه فليخلقوا ذرة أو ليخلقوا حبة أو ليخلقوا شعيرة. read it for
you. Allah said, who will be more unjust than the one who tried to create the like of my creatures? Let them create an atom, or let them create a grain, or let them create a water form.
Here we can translate the Jarrah to be impact. What is impacting us? What kind of thing? It
used to be the smaller
particles. Yes. This translation is not correct, because the Jarrah in Arabic, now people understand Jarrah after the knowledge of the Jarrah, the knowledge of the energy has been very much with the people. The Jarrah in Arabic means the smallest atom. Jarrah is the smallest atom. So let them create the smallest atom. And that means let them create anything that is in the smallest size. So this hadith, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the one who is trying to create similar to what Allah is creating, let them, if they are able to do that, to create small ants, or to create a seed, or to create a barley corn. And obviously, you're not able to do that. And if they're not able to do that, then they should be refrained from creating things that is similar to the creation of Allah. Meaning, they have to start from making pictures, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created the pictures. The second hadith that is reported here, عن عائشة رضي الله عنها أشد الناس عذابا يوم القيامة الذين يضاهئون بخلق الله. The people who will receive the most severe punishment on the day of judgment are those who try to make the life of Allah's creation. And in this hadith shows you the motive behind the depicting of the picture plays an important part in the ruling. The people who try to make the picture to duplicate and make a life of Allah's creation are those people who are most transgressive, and they are going to receive the most severe punishment in the day of judgment. Also, it was narrated according to Ibn Abbas that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كل مصور في النار يجعل له بكل صورة صورها نفس يعذب بها في جهنم. Every picture maker is in the hellfire. And for every picture maker, for every picture that he made, a soul will be created for him, and this soul will give him punishment in the day of judgment in Jahannam, in hellfire. So from this hadith we know that naked picture is one of al-kaba'ir in al-Islam. Also there is another hadith, من صور صورة في الدنيا كلف أن ينفخ فيها الروح وليس بنافخ. Whoever makes a picture in this world will be charged with putting a soul in it, and he will never be able to do so. Another hadith عن أبي هياج الأسدي. He said, قال لي علي ألا أبعثك على ما بعثني عليك رسول الله ألا تدع صورة إلا قمصتها ولا قبرا مشركا إلا سويته. Should I not send you on a mission on which I was sent by Allah's Messenger? Did defect all the creatures with
what?
Defect all the pictures which you come across, and demolish all the high graves to be leveled. And as I'm reading, that does not mean this is a translation of the book. So defeat, and this is what Tomahawk, is to change the appearance of that picture. And that refers in the mind to something which is flat. So all those hadith shows us the severity of making pictures. And we have discussed before that how the people of Nuh, the shirk started in them when they made pictures of righteous people, as if in time they worshipped those pictures. Now we read the issues, inshaAllah.
Enhanced condemnation of those who make pictures. Picture making is condemned because it constitutes not having proper regard for Allah, as it is written, who would be more unjust than the one who tries to create the life of our creatures? Declaration of the power and ability of Allah and the capacity to weakness of those who attempt to create, as in the statement, let them create an atom or a grain or a large point.